This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air, Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. Always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, we're going to have a busy show tomorrow. Randy Manner, retired Major General, and a member of National Security Leaders for America. He will be joining us at 10:33 to talk about the Trump cabinet round two and some of the picks that Donald Trump has made so far regarding our country's defense. Pete Hegseth from Fox News. Donald Trump has also talked about bringing back from retirement former military officials so they can put them on trial for treason in the way they handled Afghanistan. So I believe Randy Manner, retired Major General, will have some opinions about that. He'll be here tomorrow at 10:33. Hour number two, a little lighter, Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine at 11:20. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company, all things sports. And then we'll wrap it up with where we are right now, 11:53. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us, Dateline, November 14th, from the New York Post. Headline reads, I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining car crash injuries while I tripped over my cat.
Read that again.
I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining car crash injuries tripping over my cat. A man from England miraculously survived a broken neck, a fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood on his lungs, and other car crash similar injuries after he tripped over his cat. 59-year-old Chris Rowley telling the Daily Mirror, I can't remember much. Just falling fast. It was quick and it was over within seconds. And then I was at the bottom of the stairs. Chris says that he was home alone towards the end of October with his hairless Egyptian Sphinx kitten, Eric Morcombe.
Morcombe.
Who is that? Is that someone?
I mean, they just know how to say the last name. Morcombe.
It's Eric Morcombe.
Morcombe.
His hairless Egyptian Sphinx kitten, Eric. Odd name for a cat. He was heading down the stairs when the wrinkly kitty, apparently feeling playful, dove out and latched onto one of Chris's legs while he was coming down the stairs. It took a bit of a chunk out of my leg. That's usually not good. Then I lost my footing. He fell 14 steps before hitting the bottom, where he was unable to move after the feline put the hell in Hello Kitty.
This is wonderfully written. I was going to say Eric Morcombe is one half of a comedy duo from England called Morcombe and Wise.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
I guess. He didn't realize the extent of his injuries after he found himself at the bottom of the stairs, but paramedics later revealed he suffered a fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, two fractures in the spine, 9 broken ribs, each rib with multiple fractures, and just a little bit of blood in me lungs. My phone was dead. I couldn't get up. I physically couldn't get up. It's the hardest sensation. It's almost like claustrophobia. You can't get out. You can't physically get anywhere or do anything. It wasn't until the next morning that his wife got home and found him at the bottom of the stairs, then dialed emergency, and they rushed him to the hospital. He says it's going to be 6 to 12 months until he's back on his feet. He He's on a trial now because of seizures. We have to go back to the hospital next week to see if they need to put a drain in to get the bloods left over. It's going to be a long recovery, but he does not blame Eric, the cat. Quote, the cat's adorable and he's only young. I don't take any umbrage to that. It's just one of those things. It could have happened anyway.
Tell me that's not the most English slash Midwestern thing you've ever heard response. Like, it's fine. I'll make it work.
Well, I think what makes it so English is umbrage. I take no umbrage.
I take no umbrage on my cat, so, Mr. Eric Morecambe.
That is today's episode of Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hard to disagree with that.
That's one of my favorite ones we've ever done.
Hard to disagree
with
that.
That's one of my favorite ones.
If you are ever looking for Tisbets, you can find them and all of our show podcasts. They're broken down into one-hour episodes. Go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and click on shows. Go to Matt and Air on Air. You'll find everything right there. You can also subscribe to us.
You can subscribe to us as a podcast. You can you'll get two episodes a day. You can also subscribe to This Should Not Be a Thing as a separate podcast. Very short, about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you like those and you want to share them, you can download those from your favorite podcasting distribution center of choice. But there's all different ways to get us as well as all the other shows.
All the other stuff on the network.
In the beautiful Civic Media universe.
Absolutely. Check out our website, civicmedia.us. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Thank you, Craig and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a scooch and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.